Blog Talk Radio.
I came up from nothing, now bitches they look at me.
Bitches they look at me.
Niggas went low, now look who I took with me.
Look who I took with me.
Aw, damn, ho, I be at the top where these niggas can't reach. Blowing money fast, man, it's worth a big meat. Man, they don't want none, tell these niggas go to sleep. Little niggas say preach.
Church, I be praying for my sins, man. I keep this shit 100 and my shorty is a 10. Little niggas say church.
Preach,
I be praying for my sins, man. I keep this shit 100 and my shorty is a 10. Little niggas say church.
Nigga, I'm ballin', that shit is a specialty.
Shit is a specialty.
I got my stripes, man, I should be a referee.
Should be a referee.
Getting these checks, but nobody correcting me. It's fuck you, the haters, but my ex especially. I be wildin' out, Nick Cannon, I'm a show. Getting hair from a singer, show a talent, let it blow. Boys in the hood got me feeling like I'm dope. Boy, your girl a gratitude, she ain't nothing but a hoe. Shit is shot play, nigga, where is my...
Let's get it on.
Talking candles and oils, bubbles and baths. Girl, take off that towel, I'm trying to get to that ass. Strawberry wine, baby, I'll fill up your glass. And I'ma make sure that you know,
you my only lover, I'm gonna treat you like no other. Got you on the top floor with your pants off. Girl, I love and adore you, I won't do nothing but spoil you, baby. Look up at the moon, we gon' blast off.
It's your night, I'll treat you right.
This is that late night special.
You and I, all alone, let's get on.
This is that late night special.
Whipped cream kisses got your body so wet, I ain't holding nothing back.
This is that late night special.
I got what you want, you got what I need, as long as you know.
This is that late night special.
I'ma be good to you. We've done every position. Oh, but tonight I got something new.
Now it takes two to tango. Our bodies dancing
in different angles. Temperatures rising, get ready to fly. Love is a drug, baby, I'm taking you high.
Now you're looking for a way to find how to get in my life. Don't even waste time if you're not ready, no. Cause I'm looking for a partner, somebody to hold me.
What's that? I can hear you. Yeah, I'm on. I can hear you. On the phone, I can't hear you, but like I'm watching you on live.
Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now on it?
Yeah, now I can. Hello? Not at all.
So
you know the show ended.
Phone or nothing. Can you? Yeah,
no, because the show ended.
Let me make sure I get this right. Because I know I'm on the right one. I just want to make sure she actually Let me see. What is I'm doing wrong here?
You let the show end.
I know most definitely she probably can't hear me on the speaker if I do this. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Hello? The show ended.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, she not. No, I'm just trying to make sure. Just keep talking because I want, whenever you see me connect with you, just let me know. Because I know as I'm missing something.
Okay.
Oh, here. Just whenever you can hear me on your actual phone, not on live, because then I want to just see this actually work.
All right. Well, I can hear you right now.
On your actual phone or on live?
On the phone.
Okay. And then the problem is I can't hear you outside the, what's the name? Now, barely with the people online, well, y'all, I'll just get y'all back. That ain't no problem. Okay. Okay, let me see. Let me see, let me see. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Now, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, all right. So then that's what I have to do. I'm sorry, y'all. So you said that's your best friend?
Yeah, that's my BFF.
Oh, my gosh, she is so beautiful.
Thanks a lot. She is beautiful, though, but yeah.
She is.
I know she is.
Oh, but she
gets
got
that
a boyfriend. She said she got a boy. How you look?
She has a boy because she told me, and I've seen a photo of him. He's happily in a relationship, and she's doing well.
Is he in Chicago?
Yes, she lives in Joliet, and so does he.
Oh, okay. So I can still flirt with her without him coming to beat me up.
I don't know if you want to do all that, but...
No, I'm not going to flirt with her. But no, she's a beautiful girl, like a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful... Maybe it's her lips that can just get me. If I could just hear her voice, maybe I'll stop flirting. Well, I've never flirted with her. Look, yeah, she is beautiful. But she's taken, so I can't do nothing with that. So I'm barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, plus so, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
So, again, she is taken, and I can't do nothing with that. Damn. Why she had to be taken?
Well, usually the majority of the good ones are taken.
And I see that she does music. She does music. She's into music, look like. I hope that's true.
Yes, unless of course.
It was look like she... Well, damn. Okay. Well, congratulations to her. Let me give her a round of applause for that. I'm so happy to hear that she's in a relationship. I love you. Shout out to you. Let me give you a shout out. Christy, is that how you said it?
What's that?
That's how you say her name, Christy?
Chrissy. Or Chris. You can say Chris.
Oh, Chris. Shout out to you, Chris. I love you, baby. And if you weren't in a relationship, you'll be mine. That is, I'm going to just put it out there. If you wasn't, listen, Christy, or Chris, if you wasn't in a relationship, you would be mine. So I'm testing out this equipment. I know it's something else that I'm missing, because this is what I'm going to use in your house. So I'm just testing this shit out. I just want to make sure that you were able to hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
And I can hear you through the speaker. Now, for me to get the headphones and shit, something else I have to buy. Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. Y'all
Uh-oh.
Just don't know, guys, how difficult
well,
it is.
Well, back in my day, we used to have this saying, and that is, don't be fixing something that's not broke.
Well, true. Well, this is not broke. It's just, you just have to fix it before it can work, because it's not broken. Sometimes you just got to add something to it. So shout out to people that's watching. I definitely tried to get some callers on, and I was wondering why they kept hanging up, is because they cannot hear me. Hopefully that one here that people can hear. But let's get to the topic right quick. What's your whole take on sex, period, on what do you like in the bedroom, or for folks that do not know how to take dick? Like, how? What advice do you give people out there that don't know how to take dick, that need to learn how?
Well, when it comes, I mean, okay, first, there's two different things that people need to know. There's making love, and then there's having sex. Depending on what you're doing and who you're doing it with can determine whether you're having sex or making love. Making love, in my opinion, it's much easier to take dick when you're making love versus having sex. With having sex, you're just kind of doing it with either some random person or someone that you don't have quite an emotional connection with. Whereas making love, the sky is the limit. The possibilities are endless, and you can do anything.
You can do anything that you put your mind to. But making love is a very important component. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. And because of making love, you're letting your wall down. You're letting your guard down a lot more. With having sex, you have these restrictions, or
That's
people are
true.
More likely to have restrictions.
That's very true, because it's a difference between fucking and making love. It is a difference, and that difference is what?
The difference is that there's a lot of emotions attached. With having sex, you're doing it because you want to be pleased, they want to be pleased. Afterwards, conversation is optional but not mandatory. You usually leave afterwards, whereas making love, you kind of go at it a few times, you spend the night together, you might wake up together, and then you enjoy each other's company. You just enjoy being around the person. And then at that point, you kind of get to the point where it's not even just about having sex with them 2-3 times a week. You actually prefer to just cuddle with them, although sex is also a plus.
Yeah, it is.
But that's from a perspective of a woman.
Ooh, man, that's what's up. And your best friend is look like she's very classy. And how long has she been in a relationship? Because I always wonder, when people say they're happily in a relationship, how much time is attached to that happiness? Like more than a year, more than 3, more than 4, more than 5 years?
Not that long, but...
But it's been long. It's been quite a while. I didn't even know y'all was best friends. Like, wow. That's what's up. And with that, that's why you got to be careful who you have sex with. You never know who know him. And right then and there, you know her. So, wow. And I asked the question. She said, what you doing up this late? And I said, she said, you need to find something to do. And I said, well, I can't find something to do because this person is in a relationship. What? I forgot how I said it, but I was pretty much flirting with her. She said, how did I not know that you fucked around? Because she was like, you easy to read. so beautiful. Because dark-skinned women have always been my cup of tea. Dark-skinned.
Was this like last night or something?
Yeah, did you read that last night?
Huh?
Yes, that was last night. Did you read that last night?
I read the whole thing. I knew, already knew all about it.
Well, you're right, because... Why did you read the whole
thing? I was like,
thing?
You know what? Because I'm nosy. I read the whole thing, and plus it was in a public place.
What? And you read the whole thing, huh?
I read the whole thing. I was like, oh, okay.
Damn.
I mean,
damn,
you got good taste, but then you bypass one person for another, but that's cool.
No, I didn't bypass. I didn't really.
Oh, my
honestly,
gosh.
I had... What did I meet? Was on social media. I gotta go in my box. Hold on, cause I know she probably gonna, no. We're friends, and I don't like to. I think sleep with my friends because it enhances the friendship. It messes up friendship, and I don't want to do that with my friends. This is on December 31st, and I'm about to read the conversation that we had with her. It's nothing sexual. But this is when you know you want to be a player. I'm talking about me. Excuse me, is there the reason you follow me on Instagram? And good morning. I said, good morning. I love following new people. And then she said, I'm not new. Oh, let me get some sexy music in the background. If I got some sexy music. I wanted to get some sexy music, but I ain't got none. She said, I'm not new. And I said, Instagram, I never followed you until yesterday. I don't know how I should feel. I want to like you, but your views on certain topics make me cringe. And I put 3 emojis with some hearts. You are beautiful. And then I said, hold up. No flirting here, LOL. And don't change the subject. Laughing emojis. Maybe if we go out for dinner, you will see me as a good person. And then she said, I have a boyfriend, but I'm flattered. And I said, ooh, that's good. But we could be friends since you do radio and stuff. I said, yes. You know I do music, right? No, I would love to hear it. And I was saying I'm music. I said, okay, thank you, beautiful. And I said, okay. But she is beautiful. But I am talking about sex. I'm talking about how to take dick. If you don't know how to take dick, how to take it. Big Ann said it's about making love. And I would love to take some more callers. So if you're a caller out there that have any questions about your sex life, if you have any doubt, what do you like to do in the bedroom? I have a couple of people telling me they like to get, you know, golden showers. Golden showers has been my favorite.
Ooh.
To do. I still like golden showers. Not in no bedroom.
That's cute.
It's all in the shower. And I love to have sex with people that's in a relationship that they bring their boyfriend or vice versa. And so that is, I've always been. I'm a freak like that. Because I'm a Scorpio. So any callers out there, you can press 1. And I would love to hear your opinion. So, Big Ange, what is the one thing that you will not do in the bedroom?
I am very different from the way I was 10 years ago. So I guess the one thing I will not do is have more than just one other person in my sexual escapades because I don't like to share. I'm very selfish.
That's what's up. You very selfish.
And whatever I want to do to that person. Oh, yeah. Like, for example, let's say, well, a certain person who we both know and I are sexually intimate, and that person just so happens to like threesomes, I would object to that because I don't like to share. Mm. I like to for it to just be him and me. That's, you know,
right.
That's just how I roll. Leos don't like to share. I especially
Leo don't like to share. Okay. Well, let me take a phone call. 214-742. Caller, you on the air? 214. That's your area. Okay. I guess they didn't want to talk, but he did call in.
Well, maybe they couldn't hear you.
Well, you can hear me.
Well, that's just me, though. I'm meant to hear you.
Well, no, I'm saying, I'm right. I'm saying if you can hear me, then everybody can hear. But I most definitely, I think, well, he did call in. So shout out to you, caller. I'm just testing this thing out. And shout out to Antonio. But me personally, and let me tell y'all some bottoms or tops. I always wear underwear that massages your booty or make your booty look desirable. You know, sometimes I always keep blue because blue makes, you know what I'm saying, blue, let me see, it brings me out like, ooh, it brings out like the arch, you know. It brings, you know, always wear color to really show off your ass. You know, if you got a big ass, you know, be happy. And that's the one thing I love about my body. I love my ass. And
there you go. You better love that body.
And having a big booty, I want to be able to use it to the best of my ability, to the fullest of my, you know, every muscle. I want it to satisfy whoever I have sex with. So I'm really going to get to that next level of getting a top to do it. And yeah, that's going to happen. So my favorite color, I love blue. I love blue is my favorite color. And I love blue underwears. White, I don't too much like white. I love blue. And
I don't know many people who do.
And black. I don't like white. Now, I have a friend, he loves white underwears. He will most definitely not wear it in the club anymore because all that sweat and make it brown and all that. because white, you know, you have to be not doing a lot of heavy work with white because white carries dirt. And a lot of, no matter how you take a shower, white get dirty on a fleshy body. What, you know, and it shows. And if you extra dirty, that white going to be extra dirty. That's with any color underwear. It's just good hygiene. And I would love to get more callers on the subject because I'm just taking callers. I'm just testing this equipment out. So, Big Inch, you can hear me. I hope I said it right. I love wearing this type of underwears. And then when you get on the hard, the girls can see. And I love when I open the door up for this top. People are like, damn, Ma, you got a nice ass, you know. That talk like that, I get feminine. Okay, Daddy, you know, I get very feminine. I can get feminine, and that's, and I love to be able to change my voice to fit whoever I'm having sex with. I have always loved that about myself. A lot of people think that I'm being fake, but I've how it just happened to me naturally where I can change my voice to fit whoever I'm having sex with. Have you ever had that problem when you were, before you transitioned, to be able to, like, you know, get your voice in a whole nother light, whole nother ordeal? Have you ever had that type of issue and problem?
Not really. It was pretty much based off of how the other person made me feel, and it just determined what role I should play, whether I should play, like, a naughty schoolboy at the time, even though I'm really a girl, or
shout out
I should
to
play a
go ahead. He said, what did I walk into? He walked into my booty.
Or if I should play the student and they play the professor, or, you know, those types of roles. Or if I should just be submissive and he's dominant. It just depended on how he treats me, and that determines how I can reciprocate it or if I can just mirror that.
I always wanted to play the slave, and I always wanted a white slave master to fuck me. I've always wanted to. This would have been my fantasy.
Well, there are plenty
the
of them
line.
Out there if you want one.
And I have always, like, you dirty nigger, and I was always wanted to be like, yes, master, yes. But, you know, I've always wanted that whole dominating.
They sure will call
slave.
You that.
They're the slave master. I've always wanted them to be like, you fucking nigger, you take this penis. And I'm like, okay, sir. Yes, sir, master. Anything else you need? That's what I always
wanted. Do you still feel that way now?
I still feel that way now. Ever since I watched Roots, I always wanted that. As a freaky, as sick as slavery was, I probably would love to get the rape. Like, I probably would just be, maybe because I'm speaking of that now, as a gay man now, that would be so sick, man. having a slave master just fuck me and just come inside me, and I've always been that type of way. They're just me. And a lot of gay men have a lot of this fetish and this whole fantasy. That's what I love. Like, calling me a nigga and I'm getting turned. That turns me on. Even when a black dude calls me a nigga, that turns me on.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Oh, somebody said you watching too much porn. Well, that's partially true. Yeah, that's true. But if you want to call in, I don't care if you're a blog caller, you can press one. You'll press one if you're a blog caller. Anything you have about sex, we are willing to answer it. This is a late night show. So we are talking about sex. Anything about sex, anything you would like to know about sex, you can call in 546-387-1814. 1-815, I'm sorry, and press 1. And you can just get into it. Anything you like to do in the bedroom, any questions you have about your sex life, let us know. We most definitely will answer it 1,000%, 100%, because you have some very, you're bottom or top. I'm a top, but I would love to bottom. So if you're a good top out there, see, I'm not going to say you can't be fat. You just have to be attracted to me. You know, that's just, you know, I'm not saying you can't be fat, but if you is fat, it depends upon if I'm attracted to you. Because I've had fat folks that I had sex with, and there was no problem. But it is some people out there that I'm not attracted to, like some people that's not attracted to me. You know, then you have to learn that everybody not gonna be attracted to you. But I'm not one of them type to say no fat, no femme, no ugly. Because you don't know what you're attracted to until you get in that bedroom. Now, some people that you think you're not attracted to, and bitch, y'all, hey, you get it in. You know what I mean? That's just how I've learned that. And I think the more you live life, the more you stop depending upon that. And we just talking about sex. So if you got anything that you want to talk about, sex, the bedroom, press one. I don't mind to hear your opinion. This is all about sex talk. Any questions you have, you can stay anonymous. It's all about sex. So I'm going to read your area code in the first three after that. 830-563, call you, 553, call you on the air. 830.
Hey. I just heard you talking about, you know, white slave domination.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I was just curious, man. I was kind of into that thing, too. I didn't know if anybody else was.
Yes, I'm into that. I'm into that, like the whole whip me, put on chains on me, and calling me their nigger, and I'm attracted to that. In the bedroom, not.
I was kind of curious how you get into that, because me and my boyfriend were kind of into that kind of thing too. I wasn't too comfortable with it, and just wanted to know, like, you know, what kind of things do you buy? How do you approach the subject of race, things like that?
Well, how do you get into it? I just think that it's just, you just have to call and talk to a person. I mean, me personally, I just got into it. You know, I just got into it. Like, it was nothing that could stop me. I just got into it. And I tried to.
What kind of thing did you say when you're getting into it?
I mean, I just got into it. I just talked with a white guy, and he was racist. But he was attracted to me, but he only saw me as a nigga. And so I just got into it. And I'm like, damn, I kind of like this. He called me a nigga. I'm really like, well, this is really freaky. So he dominated me. But that was when I was like 18. But, you know, and I still like it now. It's just all dependent upon, you know, who it is. And you and your boyfriend, question, do you and your boyfriend ever had sex with a black dude?
What if you switch roles? What if you're the... What if he's the slave and you're the slave master?
I would love that. Oh, that would be dope. I've never done that. I would love to do that. Like, that would be dope. So y'all white dudes, y'all love freaky shit like that. Y'all have always
been.
Oh,
I know.
Y'all have always been freaky.
I think
white
dudes,
well, y'all love that. Y'all love that Mandingo penis. Y'all might not want to be seen with us during the daytime, but y'all sure want to be seen at night.
Yeah, our parents don't like that kind of thing.
But that's all. So when the last time you had sex, when the last time a black dude ever topped you?
Oh, that was a black dude? Oh, man, I don't know. Kind of what you were saying, about 18, 19.
Damn. Did it make you change your whole perspective on black people? Did it make you look at a black man as your equal, or have you ever had been racist?
I was never racist. No.
Oh, okay.
I've been in all kinds of things, white, black, animals, different sorts of species.
So what do you prefer, a black man or a white man?
Well, I guess it all depends on how they feel on the inside, really. Skin color, it doesn't matter too much, in my opinion. You know, sometimes you'll be talking to a man or a woman, your dog, it all doesn't really matter too much.
Oh, so you like to have sex with animals. That's kind of too freaky for me, Carla. I never had sex with animals. That, to me, is just too freaking freaky.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, don't knock it if you haven't tried it. I mean, if your dog loves you, then
So you will fuck your dog. You will put your penis inside your dog.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't fuck my dog, per se. Because that would be rape. I don't think the dog can actually comprehend what's going on. But if the dog wants to fuck me, then I'm okay with it. I'm not going to stop him from doing what he wants to do. I think he's black in his own mind. So with that said, that kind of goes back to what you're saying before. I really did kind of like it, him being a black dog.
Him being a black dog, you want the blog. And so the dog would know how to put their penis inside you?
I think they're kind of born with instincts, kind of like we are. You got to think back to cavemen and cave dogs. It's kind of like, how would they know to have sex with each other and reproduce? Nobody told them how to do it. They just kind of picked up on it, you know?
This is too freaky. Too freaky.
I came into this channel. I didn't think anything was too freaky for you guys.
But no, that's you. But I never did it with the a cat or a dog, but I know folks that do it with horses and all that type of stuff. Me personally,
I
haven't accomplished or mastered having too much freaky stuff with the human race. So for me to jump from humans to animals, you know, hey, you can't knock it until you try it, but that's just something I would never see myself doing, especially me being sober.
Well, sometimes you just have to get unsober and then go from there. Just, you know, there's a lot of tension and nerves. The dog might be nervous. You might be nervous. You know,
so
it's just kind of like being at the bar sometimes, except the bar might be a barn instead.
So how is it when a dog going inside you, you have actually bust a nut when the dog was fucking you?
It's a little different. It's just
out of my 5 years of doing Blog Talk Radio, I never had a listener say they had sex with a dog. I've heard a woman say she had sex with a horse, but never with a dog. And I would think that I would hear it more because I've heard stories of folks doing it with a horse and a dog. But what do you call that? What is the name of folks that have sex with animals? I know it's a name for them.
I mean, I guess it's what they call bestiality, but I think there should be rights for those people.
I think if that's what you want to do, and if that dog, roof.
Well, no, to take it a step further, I think it's what the dog wants to do.
Okay. So that means dogs have sex with certain women, so it's the truth to that. I always thought that was a myth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, dogs have sex with more women than dogs have sex with men, I would think. It's just a little bit easier in general, but... Yeah.
Wow. And I would like to talk to a female that ever had sex with a dog and how the dog was able to get inside her. Like,
I think you should ask if there's any listeners out there. Maybe they can chime in.
Definitely.
It's probably kind of hard to find, but I'm sure they're out there.
I'm going to have to do a show on beastology. And I never, ever. And that's a good thing. One thing I like about white people, white folks, y'all have always been able to experience outside the box sexually. Y'all are into all that. I don't think a lot of black people, maybe I'm biased because I'm black. I don't think a lot of black people is into having sex with dogs and cats
Why not?
I don't think that because I just don't think that. that a dog.
Let me know. Why do you think that is? Like, what do you think it is about black people that don't want to have sex with dogs?
I just think that we're from Africa, and we used to having sex with humans, and we never experienced outside into the beasts and all. But
there's a whole different animal set in Africa. I mean, they might have something bigger out there,
tiger,
elephant, or some shit. I don't.
Now, with folks that are into that, is that like a secret society, or do you talk with other people that actually do that? I know it had to be profitable where a lot of people is having sex with dogs, or, you know, I've heard with women. Now, that is something I've heard down through the years, that women have sex with dogs. And I've never believed that because I've never witnessed that. Because I don't think no women will be like, hey, I love having sex with my dog. But I don't think that's rape, though.
No woman's ever going to admit to it. It's just kind of taboo, you
right,
know? I think it's more out there than people give credit for, and it's kind of its own little world. So many women can't get things, so they get a German Shepherd to give it to them.
Ooh.
And, you know, that German Shepherd knows what it wants, and that woman knows
how
what she wants.
How big is the dog, though? How big is what the dog got? Like, how
well,
you maybe, a certain size,
I don't think a cat would really do any damage to a woman, but I think the dog can be as big as a woman can take. So,
wow. And do dogs bust a nut? Do they ejaculate? What do dogs do?
I mean,
they can't reproduce, but
we're all mammals. We're all mammals. It's not like it's going to get a prego or nothing.
Right, but. That is
no,
something.
Not. That'd be kind
of a dog
up.
Can make a woman orgasm, reach an orgasm. You will not deal with humans anymore. I think if you could get like that, dude. After you have sex with a dog, do you feel like a man do it for you now that you have had sex with a dog? Because I've never done dogs and cats. I've never had sex outside of the human race.
I don't feel really any different. I felt like I got mine and he got his. So
you're talking about the
dog. I don't do it really. That's all it's about. I think we're all just a species of who can ejaculate the most, and that's about it.
That's like honestly, like that is what's up. Like if that's what you like to do, I feel like, you know, it's your dog, so you could be able to do whatever, because a dog really doesn't have rights like a human. So if that dog is willing for you to. That's just very weird. Do you think they should have rights? Should folks be able to do
dogs?
That?
Well, there's a big debate going on about this now, especially in the primate community, and that's a whole different story. But, you know, intelligent creatures, should they have rights or not? Because, you know, primates, essentially, you look a primate in the eye, and they look just like a human. I mean, they look at you and make signals at you like they're people. They're intelligent beings,
this
so... I mean, maybe
well,
they should have rights.
A lot of people
that's not to say the difference
that
between
that
a dog or a
sick.
Pig
a lot of people,
like that.
A lot of people will say that's being sick. And unfortunately, but it's a lot of folks that do it and don't feel like it is a sickness. It's just feel like that you're just being attracted to something and there's nothing that you can do, you know?
Well, that could be the case. Who knows, really? It's up
who,
in the air. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So what do you like to do, Carla, with a human? Let's stick to the humans. With a black man, period, with your boyfriend, what do you all do in a relationship? Do you?
I've actually never been with a real black man. I've only been with a black dog, so.
Oh, my God. So you've been with a black dog, not with a black man.
I mean, that's what he said, he was black, so.
So, with your boyfriend, how is y'all sex life? How do you characterize your sex life when you and your boyfriend?
Oh, I mean, it's fairly straightforward. I mean, a little bit of bondage involved. I put a collar on him, put some food on the ground, make him eat it, and then just kind of go forward and do my thing. He doesn't really care when he's eating his food.
Thank you so much. Caller, thank you. Where are you from? You from South Carolina, North Carolina? Are you from the South?
I was. I don't live there anymore. I'm actually living in the Northeast now. It's a little bit less common there until you get outside of the city.
Okay, that's what's up. Thank you for calling into the Whitey Show. Like, this is the first time I've ever gotten somebody to talk about this, so I'm glad that you were able to call. I don't know how you found out about the show. I thank you, man, for calling in. And you really just really opened, like, wow, like, I've never, ever heard anybody having sex with an animal. And you said, don't knock it until you try it. I don't want to try that. I don't see myself ever trying
it. Yeah, you know, I don't blame you. Well, you know, all I'll say is, you know, do what you want to do. Live your life. Vote Trump 2020 and Heil Hitler.
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. You see? 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 Heil Hitler. And these folks, let me say, first of all, let me say, you know, with this show, it's going to be a lot of ignorant people. But I agree with the folks on here that is sick having sex with an animal. But people do it. You know, it's no use to me saying people don't do the distance going on. People have sex with animals. It's in the Bible, but I don't know people personally that had sex with, and a lot of the time, a lot of these white men, and I'm going to say this a fact, will have sex with black people and we'll call them so many niggers. So let me get my beautiful future wife, 815-280, call you on air.
Hello.
Hey, beautiful, how you doing?
I'm fine. I am not your wife.
I said my future. I said, let me stop saying that. I said, you know about why? Because you in a relationship right now.
Yes, and it's serious.
And it's serious. I understand. I said, but you're not my wife. I could pretend. So a brother can't sit and fantasize and say maybe one day.
Oh my Lord.
I understand. I can't say that. So I understand. You're talented.
Oh,
you're a beautiful black woman, and hopefully you're dating somebody that's black. But if you date somebody that's white, you can just hang that up and just be with me.
My boyfriend is black.
Okay, that's a good thing. And you're happy, right?
Absolutely. Happy, right? I'm his first trans woman. So
okay. And he's happy.
It's really exciting.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. That was an interesting conversation that I heard. I thought it was gross.
It's very gross, but unfortunately, that's what certain people do in the community, especially in the white community. I know that sounds racist, but a lot of white people love to have sex with animals.
It's not racist. You can see the porn sites. You will see that 90% of people that are Caucasian are doing the weirdest shit. Like,
yes, dude. I'm
just keeping it real. You see them all doing all types of things that are out of the norm. You know, some people like to shove things up their ass or their vagina that's not meant to be shoved up there. And then also, you know, having sex with animals, which is really, really gross because animals aren't as cleanly as humans. So
that's
you're
true.
A dog's penis in your butt. Lord knows where that dog's penis is, but your dog could have humped another dog who has some type of infection. Like, you don't know. And the fact
and
that...
And you don't know. Ew.
And the fact that you want to have... Yeah, it's...
It's very sick. But, you know, I knew the guy was racist, but I can't say that. And so he said, you know, you can tell. A lot of times you can just tell. And, you know,
I can tell. And he sounds like he's fat.
Like he's a fat guy from the hillbillies, from the trailer parks and all type of things of that nature. And you just never know who calls into this show. But it's a good thing to be able to hear people from across the country and how ignorant they sound. It's a good thing to hear that. Because then you can realize that this country is full of evil, sick, twisted people. And, you know, even yourself, you are just beautiful. Like, in this world, it's also filled with beautiful black women. That's happened in relationships. Even though yesterday you tried me on my page, but it's okay.
I didn't try you. You tried me. Actually,
oh, how did
I
do that,
you.
Beautiful? How did I try
Actually,
you?
I did try you, but then you tried me when you tried to be like my future wife, and I'm like, you tried to act like I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. And I'm just like, I'm like, who was that? And you're like, I can't say, and I'm like, you are not fooling me. So you want to try?
It's the truth, though. Like, but honestly, I. if you were single, I would try to date you. Honestly, if you were single, I would try to date you. But you're in a relationship. But that does not take away your beauty. And I just look at
you
as a beautiful black woman, nothing less. And you just so beautiful. Can I ask about your sex life, or do you keep that private?
Ask away.
What do you do in the bedroom with your boyfriend? What do you like? What do you like? Because I've always wanted to experience being with a woman, a transgender woman, but they have to be flawless. You fit one of those you're just so beautiful. But that's the type I want. Dark-skinned, beautiful, transgender woman. Just really just make it seem like, damn, I want you. And I want you.
Well, thank you. My sex life is actually really, really fun because we don't do stuff like what that guy was talking about. But the fact that we're both freaking, we're both nasty, like, I love giving him head a lot. And not a lot of people know this. I used to do a phone service, you know, calling in and just be like, hi, and welcome to so-and-so. This is Seth, and I'm here to please you for the next hour or so. I used to do phone sex service. So, I don't sound like this now because, like, I have a rasp. Usually I get like that when I'm really, really tired. But it's much more beautiful sounding than this. But anyway, I digress. I love giving him head, and I love talking really, really dirty, and I moan nice, and I'm really into it when I'm giving head. Like, you can't just give head and just go up and down. You have to make love to the dick with your mouth.
Right.
Like, you can't.
You have to make love to the dick with your mouth.
You have to, because, like, who wants boring head? Like, you tickle the balls a little bit if he likes that. If he doesn't, then don't do that. Like, you have to start off with the head. And you can use your teeth, but only on the head. And it has to be a soft, gentle touch because the tip of the dick is sensitive. So you have to get that going and then make your way down to the shaft. And that's
you have to
really
make love. Make love to the D.
And there's nothing better than feeling a dick get hard in your mouth.
Ooh. What inside you? Like, do you like it going inside you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My favorite position is actually to ride.
What?
I love to ride.
You
know,
a boyfriend. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening to you, baby.
Everyone seems to think that I'm a goody-goody cute shoe and I put on a front. No, I just don't reveal my true freaky nature unless I want you to know. But until then, people think that I'm just this classy woman that doesn't do anything. Oh, no. I'm freaky as shit.
You freaky.
Hey.
Yes, and I've always dreamed of having sex with a trans woman. Do you feel like that's the best experience for a gay man to have or a heterosexual man to have sex with it, or a transgender woman? Because, you know, I have this fantasy about trans women, and I'd be like, damn, I know it's good. Because it's like you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yes, because, one, you know, we still have our male parts, although I'm going to get bottom surgery in a few years.
Well, if you get that, you still will be beautiful, whatever you get. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I prefer that
you
keep it. I prefer that you give it away. It's whatever. You know, if we were together, I support any of your decisions.
Thank you.
I don't know why I don't keep saying this. Maybe because you're just what I want. I mean, you're beautiful. Your lips give it off. Like, your lips give it off. And I need to start flirting because you're in a relationship. So let me start flirting. I'm sorry. Let me start flirting with you.
You're a freaking mess.
Your lips give it all. The best of both worlds. Y'all don't understand. You get the best of both because, you know, you still got your man parts. For those that do still have it. And then you got the breast. And then you have that voice that, oh, let me stop. Let me just, y'all know what I mean. And just like this, her getting her on the phone, like, I'm turned on right now. But she's in a relationship. So it's nothing
I
can
do. Oh, my gosh. Are you I can't. Are you really turned on right now? You have to turn yourself off. Okay, Whoopi Goldberg in a two-piece.
Okay, Whoopi Goldberg. So I'm still kind of turned on because your lips. That, you know, you ain't got no Whoopi lips. Or no Whoopi gums. You have true beauty, like, for real. And then I like, let's get into your music, too. I mean, you into music. Are you into classical music? Like your music?
Actually, I'm classically trained in voice, and I'm classically trained in violin and viola, and I'm self-taught piano. I songwrite. I compose music and produce music.
I could just imagine for your boyfriend, you just playing a piano butt naked and just singing a nice classical piece.
Oh my gosh, stay out of my head. I was actually going to do that very soon.
Well, damn, Jesse, you'd have been already doing that if you was mad, though, baby. But your man probably got money, so let me stop because I can't
no,
the people
that. Oh,
you know?
My
It look like this. He got to spend a nice look. You know, you got a man, because I ain't got it like that. I'm still, you know, in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, in a classy neighborhood. And, you know, me, I'm still, you know, trying
no,
to make
I'm
it
actually,
me.
No, I'm actually, I'm a very humble chick. Like, I'm not, everyone doesn't expect a lot of things. For example, I'm a video game nerd. Okay? Like, as glamorous as I can be, I love video games. I also love
Ooh, Pokemon. I love that too. I love video games too. I just love my bae, you know, to sit on my lap and we play the video game. I'm just a freak, you know, not just that. I really want, maybe because I really have always wanted to be with a woman, and transgender women have just fit my category. When I found out they exist, I just was so intrigued by it. Like, damn, I would love for this to happen. But I want it by somebody that I'm attracted to. I don't want nobody to be my. Somebody I'm from. No, I just want to be outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you fit the description because, and we've been friends for a while. And like, damn, you finally had hit
well,
me
that's
up on
because
Facebook.
I low-key couldn't stand you because
damn.
You and your freaking Facebook posts and shit. I was just like,
you
this motherfucker.
What? Really? Everybody
I'm
like
just
me.
Like,
yeah, you, could stand
you know what? I just think it's because. It was the whole presidency thing, and I was just
yeah,
like,
it really
oh,
was.
Hell no.
I understand, baby. I understand, baby, because a lot of people was like that. Like, they couldn't stand because of my political views. And I kind of, like, chimed down a little bit on it. That's why you don't see the Donald Trump shirt. Even though I got it on, it's just a plain black T-shirt. Because at the end of the day, I don't want people to think as though, like, I'm this whole deep-down Republican. I just voted for change, but technically, if y'all want to be technical, you know, Donald Trump lost Illinois. But that's just me. But back to you, baby. Do you like to kiss, like, on your neck, like your breast? Do you like your breast sucked on by your man? Like, what do you, you know, do your man do a good job on that area? How did you meet your guy? I always hit you with a white guy.
Oh,
that's what's up.
You
I was just you with a white.
I
kind of feel like I would have had a play. I would have had a chance to if he was white. If I could
no,
even take a
like,
white boy away.
You know what? I actually considered dating a white guy, but he was too clingy. Like, I love affection. I love PDA, but he was doing absolutely too much. And on top of that, he was far away.
Yeah, but your man now you have. Would you have you ever consider opening their room up to another partner, or you like it one on one?
Hell no, me and my man only. No.
Oh, so y'all don't have an open relationship where you were kind of tiptoe outside your relationship. If you wasn't in a relationship, would you give me a chance if you were single?
I don't know.
It's just hypothetically speaking, like a dinner date. But anywho, you're in a relationship. But whenever y'all end up, he breaks your heart, I'm right here to help you put it back together.
Oh my God, you're actually quite nice. You are very nice.
I'm a quite nice guy. And I wish it was more girls like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get one. And if it's not with you,
right.
It's with somebody else. So no, but I think it would be with you, though. It's probably not my time. The next 6 months or so, I'll probably be, you know. I'm going to be like Forrest Gump. I have to wait until you know, you know, because Forrest eventually got Jenny. You know, you're gonna, but the only difference is you're not gonna be sick. You're gonna be healthy. I'll take you off your feet, and we're gonna go live on a nice, beautiful farm. We ain't gonna fuck the animals. We're just gonna fuck with the chicks.
Oh God, no, please spare me from that. No, thank you.
You're not gonna.
No, no way. You know, and actually, we know a lot of people, like,
yes,
mutually. Yeah. Yes, you know, Angie. I love Angie.
Yeah, Angie is on. Angie, you're back on, baby.
Yes, I'm back.
My sister!
Okay.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Nothing. I am flattered that Marquise is professing his love for me.
Oh, he's been doing that for the last hour and a half. You should have seen him earlier. Showing
your
photo on Facebook Live. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait, what did you do?
I was showing your picture because I'm
just
like,
just recap it later, girl. He showed your face.
Who is this beautiful, beautiful black woman? And it's some, have you ever met somebody so beautiful and you're like, bitch, who have you seen her? And I thank God for technology, because I remember back in the day I used to be sexy, and I'm like, damn, they lost.
Marquise, if you don't stop making this girl blush like a little fool.
No, I'm just saying what I'm saying. I have never, honestly, I'm just being honest. When you meet somebody that's beautiful on the internet and they just catch your eye, even despite that my eye wandered, it just, I felt like a warm sensation in my body. But that's just me. I'm sorry.
Your eye doesn't wander, it's just lazy.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. See, this is why she needs to be my wife. See, I don't understand. See, a wife come in, baby, you know, I don't want it, just lazy, baby, but I still love you. You know, that's what I love. And she's beautiful.
I don't know what
she's
saying.
She's a beautiful dog. And people don't understand, I lift chocolate girls up. And I love chocolate girls. Big Angie the same. Beautiful. I love beautiful chocolate women. I love my chocolate women. I don't see myself with a white girl.
Somebody said I wasn't really chocolate, though.
I mean, but you give me a mixture. Like brown, you know, not like dark chocolate. No, it's a nice, your lips are just delicious. Let me start flirting, because in a relationship, I can't say anything about your lips.
I'm done.
Oh, what I would like to put those lips.
I guess I'll leave you two alone. So you
Let me say this. You cannot have no beautiful, glossy lips and don't know how to stick. You have to be a professional in that. Your lips look that good. Like,
good.
You got thick lips. You have to be able to do things with those lips. When I said, I'm like, damn. So when she said she make love to the dick, was sucking it, I'm like, okay, that fantasy is working. A, B, C, D. My checklist is perfect, but you're in a relationship. So, maybe 6 more months. I'm going to just say that. 6 more months. Well, let me say this. I've said this in the past. I'm on the waiting list. So sometimes, you know, guys, dudes out there, if you really want a girl, sometimes you got to get on the waiting list. So I'm on the waiting list. I'm number one, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying what I'm saying.
I would normally say, I usually say it in song. I usually sing. I'll be like, oh, my God, this is too much for me. It's too much.
For me. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Let me give her a round of applause. And if you can cook, do you know how to cook?
I actually just made a turkey tonight. I made a turkey tonight for work so I can cook it to my clients tomorrow. So yes, I can cook.
Don't be giving him more reasons to fall in love, and then he's gonna try to kill your boyfriend or something.
No, listen. I think I congratulate you and your boyfriend, because you know what, your boyfriend got somebody's good. Anytime you get a black woman that can cook, clean, and do things down in that area, and a classical artist, Mozart. And you could be a Mozart in the bedroom. It's just incredible, man. It's incredible. Just bless you, bless your relationship. I wish y'all the best in these next 6 months.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just joking.
You are a character, but I like you though. You're actually not as bad as I thought you were.
No, I'm not bad. Ooh. I'm a beautiful black man that loves to do things. I'm always been. Listen, if you ever want to slip away, I'm your slip guy. I'm your whatever guy, your fall guy, your bug boy, whatever you want. I'm here.
Oh,
just
my God.
I'm on your list. Just put me down. Make a mental note. I'm that type of guy you think about that maybe I should try this. Did anybody see Insecure? How did she describe that guy? I'm the guy. Whatever. I'm just that guy.
Oh, I'm also tall. I'm taller than Anne by
tall,
like 2 inches.
And I'm tall too. And I love that. I'm confused. I thought you were gay. I am gay. Somebody said I thought you were gay. I am gay, but I love trans. I could be whatever. I'm starting not to be labeled. When you with a transgender woman, you're starting to lose labels. The older you get, you start to lose labels. You just fall in love.
I agree. Like my boyfriend's pansexual.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
it.
He just happened to fall in love with me. He's 6'6" and dark chocolate. And very, very.
He probably packed it down there. 6'6", nigga. I need to grow a couple of more inches. Can I send you one of my dick pics and see who's bigger? Let me know.
Angela!
Don't look at me, girl. Uh-uh. That's you and him. Don't look at me.
Oh my
God, I'm just
I
joking.
Can't.
I'm just listening.
It is your fault.
You know what? I don't think you are joking. I think you're being serious.
I'm joking. I'm a little tipsy on this one. I tell her, Big Ange, I'm a little tipsy.
He cares so much about you. He showed your photo and said, "That's my future wife." He really likes you. You.
But you don't.
Whatever you did to him, please stop it.
I didn't do nothing. I was being friendly.
That's the problem.
I just
stop
followed
it.
You on Instagram, and I just followed you, and ever since then, I was just seeing your beauty. It's just I'm attracted to your beauty and your personality as a plus. You're just the ice cream, the icing, the ice cream, everything, the full platter. And and if it don't work, you know, I'm here to help you through that transition of power, and you can release the power to me. Let me be your Donald Trump. Let me stop.
Wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me stop. Okay, I won't be your Donald. I'll be your Barack Obama.
I'm actually going to, I want to invite you to a listening party when my EP is done.
Oh, most definitely. I would love to come to your listening party when your EP is done.
And I'm, of course, inviting Ange.
Ann can come too. I would love to come and do an interview with my podcast. I would love to do that. And Big Ann will be the co-host of that. And I would love to do that. I'm very professional.
Are you sure?
I will not say that. Yes, I'm very professional. And I don't want to get beat up by a 6'6" boyfriend because he would tap my ass up anytime somebody's coming for his beautiful queen. You know, you have to protect your queen. And so.
Where are you? Where are you seeing this fall, Chris?
Oh, I just got home like 10 minutes ago. I was driving home from work. That's how Marquise and I were talking. And it was so foggy, like ridiculously foggy. And where I work, it's a lot of open fields. So when you have open fields, it's just fog.
Mm.
But I was surprised I made it home in a certain amount of time, though.
That's what's up. And she called me by Marquise, so you know it's meant for us to be together.
Ooh.
I always say my true love gonna always call me by my first name. My associates and friends gonna always call me by my last name. But you know, it's just some people that you're attracted to that you're not gonna be with. They're just gonna see them in relationships, and it's fine and dandy. But I know what I want. Now y'all know what I'm attracted to for that. I'm attracted to that. I love my black women, intelligent too. Like really. Woo. Let me stop y'all because she's in a relationship. And sometimes you have to stop flirting, but it'd be hard to stop. Like, when you get a nice piece of chocolate cake, it's hard not to eat it all. You have to eat it all up.
It's just like a nice hard chocolate. It's just like a nice hard chocolate dick. You can't get enough of it, and you want to keep riding it and riding it and riding it and riding it until you come. That's how it is.
And that's what I love. Anytime somebody can ride it and just make me make sounds I never made before.
My moaning is A1, but I'm not going to do it now. Cause I can
you do it privately with me? So I can see I'm doing my thesis paper.
You know what?
My PhD.
I'd rather just do it now.
Ooh. But if you do it now, then I'm going to have to bust on camera. So what?
No, I mean, should I
and
give
I'm still
y'all
drinking
a little
on this
there?
Wine. Shout out to this wine.
Should
I have this cheap wine. Yeah, go ahead, baby. Do you?
Okay, I'll give y'all a teaser. Okay, Big Ange, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, usually I'll be all in and I'll just be like.
I'm as ready as I could ever be.
I'll be like. daddy. Oh, it feels so good. What was that? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. What, Marquise? Y'all right over there?
Actually,
okay?
I am over it.
He fell.
Actually,
did you fall on your deck?
No, I did not.
No, he fell on his back.
I fell on my back, and sometimes I can just feel you on my neck or whatever because they'd be down, you know, and me just on. Let me stop. You're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I respect
mm-hmm.
you.
But I was just giving you a tease on what I do. And Jamie loves my moans. He says my moans are the sexiest thing he's ever heard out of my mouth. Besides my singing voice, he said my moaning is right behind it because he said it's very porn star like, but it's authentic.
It's very authentic. Body knows the authenticity.
And then he makes me hit high notes.
Oh, so your man probably really packing. And you know, I don't know. I don't know if I could peek.
He's like an 8.5 inches, but it's thick, and he knows what to do with it, and it drives me crazy in a good way.
See, I give you that, like. Shout out to all the women out there that got a good man. Hold tight to your man. You know, and I don't want to find me a good one. I'm really going to be out here. I don't know. Maybe I need to go to more meet and greets and more EP listening parties, more dinner parties. I don't know. I need to go to the club more, and maybe I will find that one special girl that I'm oh, wow. This is a great conversation. I never thought I would have you on the show. I always wanted to have you, but never thought I would have you in here as you know, this great conversation. It's just really
thank you.
Dope. And I'm definitely going to get some of your music to play on the show as well. I love you. I can't say that
about
everybody.
I love you back.
And I'm glad that we had this conversation despite we disagree politically. That's what I love, that people can look past that and talk about something else. But I know we have a connection. Sex is universal. And yes, if you can't have a good conversation about sex, what can you really talk about?
Talk about the weather.
You
the
can
weather
talk about the
and
weather
how
too, but the weather
it was
too.
15 degrees today, y'all.
Yes, and she got so open
nice.
Fields, so I could just see myself having a nice picnic on an open field, and you know, have some the stars. That's the type of sex with whoever available. You know, I'm gonna be whenever they get out of that prison sentence or out of that relationship, out of that contract, 6 months and counting. Then it will be one day. You have one day. And I would like to meet some of your friends, like some of your people, like some of your like, inner circle people, like some of your people. And that's why I'm gonna come to your EP. I'm gonna try to see some stuff. I'm gonna see what I can work with.
Oh, of course. You know, I'm actually going to hit up my manager on Monday so we can get, as I can get in the studio to work on my second song. But it's not going to be on the EP. It's just going to be something to give you guys differently. I don't want to say too much, but it's going to be unexpected from me.
That's
I'll give you a hint, though. I'm not singing in this. I'm just.
Oh, it's going to rap. Okay.
No. I can't rap for shit. No. Yes, I'm playing.
Well, if you moan, it's gonna go gold, okay, or platinum.
I cannot.
It's going to go crazy.
I cannot rap.
You put that on in there.
Yeah.
You put that on in there, baby. I'm going to buy at least about 30 of them.
Oh, my Lord.
You know? I'm glad that you came and did this sex talk with Wiley. If we're going to do more shows like this and I'm able to have a conversation, I didn't think we were going to talk about dogs and all that. But you never know who will call in. So I welcome everybody.
I would have called in earlier on that dog conversation because I want to be like, dude, you're fucking nasty. Like, sorry. I don't care. What do you mean they should have rights? Who should have rights? Animal bestiality is a crime, first and foremost. So
it
why
is a
would
crime.
You want? Why would you want to have a? I just don't understand. And then the girls that have sex with horses, most of the time they end up dead because one, a horse's penis is way too fucking long, and secondly, you try to have sex with that, your insides are done for. They're gonna spill out your uterus. They're gonna go on the floor, and you're dead. Like, fucking stupid. I can't.
Oh, I love her voice. Yeah,
I just simply can't. It gets on my nerves. It's just like, and then he was racist.
Yeah, he's very racist. He said hell Hitler and hell something else.
It's just like you old dumbass. Oh, I'm
it's
so glad.
There's a lot of racist people out here, though. But you know what? I'm glad you were able to call in and tell me, you know, really tell me how your sex life is. And, really made me wonder. Like one day, I'm gonna have to talk to my voodoo doctor. In New Orleans, maybe to put some of your spaghetti or something to be mine. Let me stop.
What about spaghetti? Did you say spaghetti?
But no, I love you, and I would love for us to be friends. Go hang out and have some, you know. And I'm glad that maybe one day we can hang out and have some fun.
As long as you are respectful, I will.
I'm most definitely. I'm a very respectful person on earth. You will not.
Because you're a flirt, and then
he's smiling from ear to ear when he said that he loves you. He just
exactly. And Lord knows. Do
I'm
you
a comedian.
Like thick women?
Do I love thick women? Do I love pork chops? Yes.
Like, do you, because, you know, I got a big old booty.
Okay.
So.
Chris, why you got to do that, girl?
Because I'm just letting him know so he doesn't get handsy with me because I do know kickboxing as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I love a little boxer. That turns me on. It's just dependent upon, you know.
So
right,
what if
you
I gave you a black eye, you'll be like, come, like, marry me if I gave you a black eye?
Yeah. Hell, that's the best sex. They know good sex. It's just a black eye is coming at that. Hey.
Oh, hell no.
Whatever you want to do, bite, change, whatever, baby. But
no,
I'm joking. Listen,
yes.
I love
you.
You
can be my
sister,
good friend. I love you, too.
And we could be friends from a distance. Not in no same room, privately, in no bedroom, or in a place by ourselves with people around. Yes, we could be friends. Because you're around people you can tell us, and not by ourselves. Because it's gonna be some trouble.
Well, I'll be fine. You have to control your horniness.
Yeah, baby. You have to control it, but sometimes you can't.
You better redirect that penis. You better redirect that penis into a fleshlight.
Okay, redirect to the flashlight. But
or
flashlight.
Because
I had one of my coworkers or whatever, she wanted me to give her a massage. And this is when I knew that I'm not to be trusted. And I was giving her a massage, and before you knew it, my hands was going up her thighs. She said, well, I said, I have to leave because, you know, I can't give massages. Because I literally forgot that I was supposed to make her legs feel better, and I'm trying to get inside her cootie cat. So, I had to be very careful. And this I say, man, be careful letting women tempt you. Because sometimes women, y'all can play, like, give me a massage my back. I can't do that. Especially if you're nice, and she was short and dark. Oh, gosh. Whew, I was ready to dominate that. But she went into that because I was a homosexual. Well, I fucked up. I should have never showed her my social media. I should have just played DL. I could have got some of that and been happy with it. But
wait,
yeah.
So you're bisexual?
I'm whatever.
Okay.
If this sex got to, no, I'm bisexual. Honestly, I am. At first, I didn't think like you could be attracted to men and women, but I had sex with multiple women on last year. It was a great year for me to have sex with women. Actually, I had more sex with women than I did with men. That's because women, it's not hard with women. Women will come in your house when it's storm, snow out, especially if you got some good dick. Women will drop you to, yeah, women, y'all know what I mean. You can, yeah. Because a woman going to make sure she keep a good man with some good dick. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Especially me. You know, me having a nice size and me being tall and me being able to use my tongue. You know, women love that.
I bet
women love when, women love when you eat the box. And I've learned this from my parents. You know, my mother always said, you can really eat a girl out and do it well. You got her. And a lot of women, a lot of men don't like to do it, but I love it. I've learned that back in the day.
Oh, my.
Eat the box, master the box, dominate the box. It'll be hard
and
for
you. And you're what? You're about 26, right?
I'm 26. But I've been learning from other women how to master, because women know women body. And you just listen to those women. No, well, you need to do this. Women like this. Women like that. You got to.
I have a story to tell you. I was at the gym.
Go ahead. Tell me the story, baby.
I was at the gym. I was in my workout gear. It usually consists of, I had on my shoes, my workout shorts, which I think, well, they fit just right. It's just they kept riding up every time I was on the treadmill.
Ooh.
And so, and then I had on, and then my hair was in a bun, and I had on a top. And I was finished. I was getting some water. This guy was watching me. I saw him in my peripheral vision. And I'm just like, okay, I hope he doesn't come behind me. He comes behind me and grabs my booty and looks as if I'm supposed to be happy about that. I threw my water bottle at his head.
Mm.
I said, you stupid, ugly, burnt bitch. How dare you? You don't know me. You don't know me. You're dusty. First of all, you're not even working out. You're just scoping out girls so you can get off because you can't find one yourself.
Damn.
He was like, man, you know, I ain't on that. Like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I made a spectacle because it's like, that was sexual harassment.
Yeah, that was sexual
and on
harassment.
And on top of that, he wasn't even. This was before I met Jamie. So this was like when I was single. And mind you, he wasn't even cute. Okay?
Damn.
If you were cute, I wouldn't have reacted. I would have still reacted the same way, but it wouldn't have been so harsh. I would have been like, next time, just ask for my number.
Yeah. Now,
but
I don't like that number two in your relationship, so I can't. But one thing I say for social media, and knowing that you know my true feelings about you, you can sleep on that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to end this show. I had a great conversation. Shout out to you, Ms. Grant. Rojana, beautiful. This is a female, and she's dark skinned, but she's probably in a relationship. So let me not put my heart out, because I love women. And you can have multiple feelings with multiple women until I settle down with that one true one. And in order for me to really settle down, she has to be able to cook, sing, good in bed, very attractive.
So basically, Chris said again,
good finances. I'm not saying no names. I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Hi.
Good, you know, good in that role.
You pretty much described everything about her to her face.
No, I'm just talking. No, see, that's
you talk too much.
I'm so sorry. I'm done. Oh, see, she date women. Well, that's a good thing. So you a dick. Come on. You date a man, too. Because one thing about lesbians, y'all love dick, too. I mean, y'all ain't away from the dick. I've dealt with some good. But that's who, anywho. That's going to be a whole nother conversation, me actually having sex with a lesbian. I'm definitely going to be talking about that in the next show. Again, beautiful. Thank you, Christine. Thank you so much.
Christine.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Chrisette. Like, how do you say your name, Chris? How do you pronounce it? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get to my, is it Chris? Big Ass know that I have a big problem pronouncing people's names. So,
it's
how do you?
Chrisette.
Chrisette. I'm sorry. Like Chrisette,
yes,
Michelle.
Chrisette,
yes.
No, I'm much more talented than her. And I'm not a fool. No, it's Chrisette. No, we're not going to talk about Chrisette Michelle. No.
No, it's Chrisette.
It's Chrisette, yes.
And you're
Chrisette.
Beautiful. And I'm going to listen to more of your music tonight when I finish up this little wine. Thanks to everybody that's watching this. If you all can share this live feed, it'd be dope. Okay, Regina. Regina, if I said her name right, Ms. Grant, you said no, LOL. But whenever you down, whenever you want some penis, I know some lesbians get a little drought. They want to take rat the real thing. Hit me up. I'm down with it. I'm always good at helping the community out in that area. If you need my help, I'm good. And I'm free. Especially if the pussy nice and tight, I'm definitely good. Okay.
And get your friend. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, cream it all over my dick. And there's a lot of women. Shout out to the creamers out there. Y'all are the best. But I'm not going to be freaky with that. That's going to be on the next show tomorrow. Well, later on today.
Why
and
is it got to be on the next show? You might as well just go ahead and take off all your clothes and show everything right now.
The show had actually ended. We are actually on the
after show.
Or Blog Talk, you know. So I most definitely
Facebook
do that
live.
Later.
Go ahead and take everything off so we can see.
Oh, no. Oh, you ain't did this whole black.
Oh, yeah.
Never go off. Go off. I wish that it was a site where you could do it, where people could actually watch you live. I don't know if Pornhub have that, but they used to have sites that you could actually do a live web show and people view it. But a lot of times they took that off because the people were doing sick stuff. So maybe I'll do an Oogle session. Anybody got Oogle? Y'all can see me live on Oogle later on today.
I got Oogle.
I know you got Oogle, baby. Shout out to all the freaks that got Oogle. But I want you to show you, I show you mine almost. But what's your Twitter information?
Yeah.
Facebook? Anything you want to announce? You got an EP coming out, cassette?
I don't use Twitter, so it's not existent. But my Instagram is CassetteVocalist92.
Cassette Vocalist 92, and I'm following you, bae. Bestie, friend, I'm sorry for calling you. Let me say sus. I'm following you on Instagram. And that's how we start talking. Your
Facebook.
And my Facebook.
Chrisette Giselle Kleema.
Chrisette Giselle Kleema. Oh, that's a beautiful name. Woo!
Thank you.
What's your Instagram?
I don't have an Instagram yet. I told you I'm not a social media fool. Yeah, I got the Snapchat. It's Big Ange Nordstrom. Facebook is Angelina Lambert Nordstrom.
That's what's up. And shout out to you for knowing her. I did not know that you all knew each other. Like, that's dope. That's really dope.
Ange and I met in a Facebook group that is a complete fail. So we remain friends.
That's really dope. Like, that's dope that how we have these mutual friends. And that's why sometimes you got to be careful who you talk about because you never know who know them. And I'm so glad that I wasn't talking about you in this good way with your boyfriend because I probably would not be here, you know. And then again, he's probably joining. Yeah, dog. You're right. She is good. You know, I think it's a compliment to uplift our black women. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, if you got a woman that every man want, you should be honored and happy. That people want, it's just a disrespect. You should be sending your girl, you know, sending her letters and everything. Respect her. Like, that's why I never sent her no hearts and no letters. Like, ooh, babe, what you doing? I respect her in being in a relationship. But I'm telling her publicly, you know, 6 months. If it don't happen in 6 months, then hell, I'll be here when you need me. Like, that's like Forrest Gump. I'm a Forrest Gump type of person. I'm here when you need me, babe.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm gonna drop kick you. I'm so tempted to drop kick you right now.
And make sure you put the toes in my mouth because I like sucking on toes and licking on feet and all that type of stuff. I'm real freaky in that.
Well,
I need to stop hanging around older women. I love ever since I've been around older women, I've learned that, like, feet, toes, and I've been old freaky women. They taught me a lot. Wiley need to put on ice. Yeah, I do need some ice, real for real. So again, girls, nice talking to y'all. I will be back later on today. I'm on. This is the longest I've done this show talking about sex. I thought I was gonna do 10 minutes to test out this equipment, so it's working. So Big Inch, I'll be in your house to finally, I can finally do the show. We can finally both have a mic. Dope.
Hey.
Really dope. Yeah, this is really
I'll be
cool.
calling tomorrow too, and will I actually be able to hear and talk and can put my input and stuff? So
yes, and
I'm glad,
cause, you know, let me know what time would be a good time, and I'll do it to fit your schedule, and so you'll be able to, you know, chime in to the conversation. And we're gonna also talk with folks that do want to have sex with transgender women, but have a lot of questions. So I definitely want to bring it up and have a good dialogue as you as well. We all can talk about that. That'd be good. I hope I get
well,
my girl
awesome.
City started.
I get off at midnight. I get off at midnight.
But that's a good thing. I love it because then I can do the show, you know, midnight. At midnight, sex with Wiley at midnight. Midnight after dark. Sex after dark. You know, I'm going to think of a name.
Oh, good.
Dick after
wow.
midnight. Booty after midnight. Whatever it takes.
Go to bed.
Well, I'm going to go to bed after I watch some porn. So like, that's a given. After I shut my dick off, there's no way I'm going to bed with no hard on after this conversation. Hearing that
why
voice,
are you hard?
What's wrong with that?
So I'm hard because of your voice. So when I hear your you know what I'm saying,
Chris, go to bed so he can go ahead and go to bed too.
Good night,
your
my
ass
lovely
bed, girl.
Good night, my lovely darling.
Mm-hmm. She playing with me. She playing with me.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just seeing myself.
I will see you tonight. I mean, I will see you for the show.
What? You will not see me tonight.
Okay. Well, have a good night, ladies. Follow me on Twitter at Wiley Show. If y'all want to have more questions on the air for me to answer, just inbox me or email me. Inbox me, Marquise Wiley, or email me, WileyShow@gmail.com. Have a good night. If you're going to have sex, be safe. And if you're going to have sex with somebody in a relationship, make sure their boyfriend is at work on a vacation or in prison. All right. Good night, guys.
Call it escorting. Your ugly bitch is too cute for me. Nothing in your name but an Instagram. Just got a notification on the app. Phone blinking, phone ringing, it's Jack. Trade nigga, hit me with that head, be like. Unlock for unlock is what they dead, be like. Clean up on out, you need a mop bucket. My shit to the gods, my shit to the gods. But I ain't a hoe, just broke up with my nigga, you should know it. Treat you niggas like a blog, I'll keep you posted. Word to everything, all these niggas whack. Should've never let the pussy niggas smash off a jack. If I be hopped off the boat, got no paper, no stacks. Niggas the life buses, miss one, one, come and cash that. Cash that, let me cash that, let me cash that. Should've never let the pussy niggas smash off a jack. All you niggas whack, all you niggas whack. Should've never let the pussy niggas smash up a jerk. Niggas on jack, ain't shit. And all the niggas on grinder looking hit. All these bottoms call they self top. And all these tops wanna be bottoms. My shit so good, gotta wrap that shit up, save it for later. I can snatch a nigga from you, make the nigga cater. MCM, duffel bags full of snow. In the summer, soldier nigga under the pokey, the pig, I make him stutter. Just got a notification on the app. Phone breaking, phone ringing, it's Jack. Bottom nigga, hit me with that head, be like. Unlock for unlockers, but they dead, be like. They the type of girls that be filling out of H&M. Trying to make them pieces hit, but it ain't hitting, though. Kick game like breakfast, gotta have them early. Fuck a release day, I give it to them early.